holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We are still talking about what the prophets knew and what they didn't know.
Be holy.
Right. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us on today. Today's a splendid day. We're talking about these prophets. Oh, we're going to talk about what they knew and what they didn't know. We were talking about yesterday some things that they knew and didn't know. We're going to get into some really deep things today, talking about what they didn't know and how the Holy Ghost that was in them was Jesus Christ. And then that same Holy Ghost came down from heaven after he rose from the dead and came back into another group of people called the apostles. And they preached that same thing that the prophets preached with that same Holy Ghost. See, that's how you know the Holy Ghost is alive. It gives the same message. A lot of you want new messages every week, but the same message is over and over. It's just different parts of the message that you concentrate on. You want to hear something different and new every week, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost says the same message over and over so that you can't say that you didn't hear it or that you didn't get it, because he makes sure you have it. Somebody say amen. Glory. Listen. All right. Head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share until you can't share no more. And make sure you hug and kiss your children before they leave in the morning. Let them know you love them. Hug and kiss that wife or that husband. Let them know you love them, or at least text them during the day and let them know that you love them. You know, that's what they live for. They live to hear about it. And tell them that you love them, man. Tell them that you love them. Listen, we're at 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse number 12. Well, verse number 12, yeah. Talking about those prophets, boy, I tell you, they were told that their messages were not for them, but for you. So a long time ago, right? The prophets were told, God told them, this message is not for you. This message is for someone else in the future. But it also applies to you, but it's not for you. They were told, this is verse number 12 again, they were told that their messages, the prophets, ones who talked and spoke by the spirit of the living God, that they were told that their messages were not for them. It was going to come at another time. It was going to come, but it was for you. And now this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of that same Holy Ghost, that same Holy Spirit sent from heaven. So when the prophets were talking, right, they had the Spirit of Christ in them. The Spirit of Christ is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ. So before Christ came on earth, he was a spirit. There you go. He was in them speaking to the people. And so the time came for him to come on earth to fulfill all that he spoke of through the prophets. So then he's on earth speaking face to face to the people to show them what he said. He would always say it was written. This says this, and that was written, and that he would tell them these things because it was the same message that the prophets were teaching and prophets were preaching. That same spirit spoke. That same spirit came into flesh. And then as the flesh was killed, the spirit went up into heaven and came back down into the apostles and us, you know, all of us. We That same spirit is preaching that same message. That's how we know it's real. Ain't nothing changed. Nothing has changed. Touch somebody and tell them nothing has changed whatsoever. They told that they were told that their messages were not for them, but for you. And now this good news has been announced to you by the same Holy Ghost. It was announced to you by the same Holy Ghost. And now this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. It is all so wonderful. It is. And even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen. So the angels got popcorn. Look at that. The angels are eagerly watching all of this happen. They heard those same messages that the prophets was telling. I don't know if the angels didn't know or whatever. I know the prophets didn't know. But they're sitting there eagerly watching all of this happen. Just as God said it would happen. Just like God said what happened, it's happened. And it is happening. And they're still watching all of it unfold. It is all so wonderful that even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen. So the prophets didn't know. They didn't know God was speaking through them. Just like I tell you, I don't know. None of us know anything. There's only one preacher in the whole world. That's Jesus. That's not any other preacher. It doesn't matter how many books they have, how large their churches are, how small their churches are, how much they speak in tongues, how much they run and jump, how much they pray and everything else. Nobody knows anything. Only the preacher knows. And the preacher is the Holy Ghost. That's Jesus. He knows everything. He'll say, listen, I can talk this whole thing. Matter of fact, I'm talking about what the prophets don't know. And God is giving you what you should have seen. Or no, I'll just say it like this. I'm telling what prophets did know, what they didn't know. I'm reading it to you. And God is giving you a whole nother message within that that still agrees with the prophets not knowing. That's how God is. That's how he is. He can talk and show and reveal and everything. Just like he's going to reveal that salvation at the end of time. He can reveal all these things that the prophets didn't know to us right now via the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is what they were using to speak. You know, the Holy Ghost was telling them what to speak. You know how we have a puppet. And so the puppet will sit there until somebody's hand is moving the puppet or some strings are moving the puppet. Well, the hands and strings in our lives is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one who guides us. The Holy Ghost is the one who gives us information. We can't even add two and two together till the Holy Ghost give it to us. Yeah, God made some smart beings. He made a very complex individual. He made people. But people don't know anything. Nobody knows anything. You don't know. I don't know. Your preacher don't know. Your teacher don't know. The only one who knows anything and everything is God. And I don't know why we make God our last source instead of our first source. See how I agree with me just now? It's like you have to make God your first source. Make him your first source, man. Don't run to everybody else first. You know, sometimes when you're sick, you run to the doctor, not even thinking about God because you don't know what to say. You know, you matter of fact, you had to have somebody call 911 for you in order to come get you. And they forgot the address. And then all of a sudden they remembered the address and got the people over there to pick you up, the ambulance to pick you up and everything else. We need God that same way. When things happen, we don't in day-to-day life, we don't know anything. All we can ever ask is for God to reveal the things that we need to know, things that we're ready for, things that we can handle, things we can't handle. Don't ask God for that stuff. Don't ask him for it. Ask God for the stuff that you can handle. You know, and if he's got you doing something where you don't know anything about it, so be it. Let him do it through you. You know, if you're a prophet, let him speak through you. Let him speak through you. You don't have to know everything about everybody. You don't have to know anything about everybody. You ask God what it is that you're supposed to be doing and let you do that. Give you the power to do that, even if you don't know how to do it. The prophets didn't know everything. So why do you think you have to know everything? Once we get past knowing everything, we'll be able to do what God has for us to do. You'll be more bold and courageous the less you know. The less you know, the more bold and courageous you can be. You get what I'm saying? I truly believe chickens could fly if they didn't believe that they couldn't. Like, bees aren't supposed to be able to fly, but they can. They can. Anything's possible. So let God help you be the best that you can be, even if you don't know what you think you ought to know. And you don't. None of us do. So don't sit there and not obey God because you don't know something or you feel like you don't know something. Don't sit there and not pray simply because you don't think you know something. No, go ahead and pray. Even if you pray the wrong, I don't know. Whatever, just talk to the Lord. God will show you everything. Preachers can't show you anything. Just like the prophets couldn't show you anything. Only God can show you what you need to know. And a lot of times, he don't give it to you till you sleep. Or he might give it to you in a quick download of a vision, and you thinking, man, that felt like it was about 2 or 3 minutes and was really only a millisecond that he downloaded that whole vision into your mind for you to know what to do and what to say and how to say it. But all I'm saying to you is this. The prophets didn't know. I'm sure we don't know. You kind of get, if the prophets didn't know and they had the Holy Ghost in them, I'm sure we don't know. And we're just going by what he says. That's all we can do. I mean, he can't get mad at us for that. We don't know. What did Jesus say? Forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. We didn't know what we were doing when we were in sin. We don't know what we're doing when we come out of sin. We don't know anything until God gives us the understanding or the insight. When we get the insight, we'll know then. Until then, just continue to do what God tells you to do. Occupy until he shows up. He'll fix everything. Don't worry about if you're doing it wrong. You just do what you're supposed to do. And then if it's wrong, he'll show you how to fix it when he gets here.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.